And now, from the BTC Network, Bitching with Bitchy the Clown.
Oh, bitches. Bitches for you. Oh, bitches. The bitch is coming through. Bitchy in the daytime, bitchy every night. His bitch is back to tell you that he's needed to the ride. Cause I'm bitchy. Bitchy the Clown.
Hey, this is Bitchy the Clown. I'm back, like a bad sore that won't heal, even if you tried everything to get rid of it. But I know it's been like a few months, but you really want to hear the same old crap from me. Yeah, you do. Okay, so I'm back. Good for me. Okay, a lot's gone on in the last 3 months. We had Thanksgiving. Yeah, I'm so thankful, because my life is so great. And we had Halloween. That was always cool. You know what the stupidest thing, though, is? People ask, what are you dressed as? What are you going as? Do I even have to answer that? It's like people are so fucking stupid. I said, I'm going as a friggin' seagull. What do you think I am? You know what? I'm a pile of dish. So, I don't care. But, I don't even know what a dish is. Okay, but I'm a pile of shit. How's that? Okay, is that better for you? Does that answer your question? Fuck it. My brain is so fried from all the stupidity out there, I can't handle it anymore. Well, anyway, I thought since it is after Thanksgiving, and one of my neighbors in their garbage can in the alley found some old turkey wings, so I think they were from last Halloween. But our last Thanksgiving, but we ate it, and it was quite ill. He got sick for a few weeks, but I'm recovered now. And anyway, so I'm enjoying it. You know what? I'm thankful. I got a new bag for my trash can, so I'm good. Everything is good. It's cold as shit out there, but you know what? I got clothes, so at least I got that going for me. Although maybe not. Have you seen the way I dress? Who the fuck cares? Okay, first off, you know, I do have some friends in the industry. Yeah, they're so famous. But anyway, so he went out for this local idol thing that they were doing. Yeah, like every friggin' little town in America is now doing their own idol. Like fucking idol. So, and that show sucks as it is. Okay, so he went out. He's a really talented writer and guitarist and musician and recording guy. Well, anyway, so he goes and does this original song, and he's got three of the most fucked up judges that you'll ever find in like a small town, or even in the big city, or even fucking wherever. So he finishes the song. First off, these judges, these nobody judges, I think the first guy was named Jerry Pussball. He said he's some, I think he's black from what I could see in the pictures, but he thinks he's all that. So he told the guy, let's see, what was his reaction from what my friend told me? Oh yeah. Well, first of all, I gotta like sort of give you behind the thing that they put the judges' table on the stage behind the monitors, behind the performers. How fucked up is that? That's so friggin' small town. But, you know, nah, I don't want to put down small towns because my friend lives in one. It's a great place. But, you know, I put down everywhere. So it doesn't matter where you are. Everything's fucked up. So anyway, so he finishes. The judges are behind him. They can't hear fuck. The monitors are all messed up. So anyway, from what I heard, he told me the audience loved it. So anyway, this first judge, this Pussball guy, he says that he couldn't hear it. And I think the song was about a nightmare or something. And he said that the song is a nightmare. So, you know, my friend held his tongue. I would have been like all over his fucking face. I would have said, well, maybe turn up your friggin' hearing aid, you deaf bastard. Okay, so that was that. Then there was this woman, and I don't know where she came from. I think she used to perform for cows or something. Well, anyway, he told me that she said, like, the song has no style. And I'm going, like, to myself, have you heard all of the shit that they're out there on the radio now? Like, Taylor Slow and all of the other ones. And all our slowies, but and all the crap rap and all the shits out there. So for her to say that, you know, it made absolutely no sense. I would have said, you know what, your clothes don't have any style either. Okay, then the third guy, from what I hear, is one of the biggest bags out there, and I don't know where he came from. I think he was like a maybe a Cinderella wannabe from the band, or Vince Neil, who knows. But anyway, so he told him that he should go out and, you know, practice the guitar. And I wanted to tell my friend, you should just tell him, you know, maybe you're tone deaf, and that's why you didn't like it. But he held his tongue, because he's a little more respect than I do for things. I would have gotten their fucking faces. Well, anyway, obviously he didn't make it to the next round, but you know what? He's really talented. His guitar work has been recorded. He's got songs coming out. So, fuck that. Well, anyway, I had to defend him, and I'll just leave it at that. So, you know, moving on. Don't get me started. My phlegm is starting to come out my mouth because of that. So, okay, it's a dry cough, but later after the show, I'll puke. You know, I'll save it for later. I gotta save something for later. Okay, so what other shit's been going on, especially in my life? Okay, you know, another pet peeve of mine, for someone who doesn't have a pet, except for, no, you guys are not pets. Crapface and Jackoff are thinking that I'm insulting them because they don't think they're pets. But you know what? You guys, if you want to be pets, that's fine. I'll put a bowl down on the floor and you can go eat out of it. Okay, so anyway, just a shout out to them. Hey, goodbye. Okay, so anyway, where were we? Okay, good, it's still recording. Sometimes, you know, with the equipment I can afford, it's hit or miss. Sometimes I think my broadband is actually a rubber band. But if it works, it works, and I get it recorded, that's fine. Ugh, what a life I have. Okay, well, anyway, I do have trash. I still have some bottles left. I sold a couple of more. But if you want trash, contact me through Spotify or whatever. And maybe I'll send you a bottle, but you gotta pay for the shipping. Oh, you think I'm made of money? Oh, I'm not even made of quarters. So, and, you know, I can't afford to buy things on Amazon or eBay. And if I need anything, I just kind of dumpster dive. You know, I'm probably like the best dumpster dive in America since I live in one. Okay, so, all right. Well, enough of that shit. Okay, moving on. Do we have to keep rehashing the news, you know? And, you know, especially me trying to be in the industry. That's fucked up, that left-wing liberal piece of shit. Well, maybe that's why I don't get a job. Okay. But in the meantime, the strike's over. Woo. Woo. Oh, I had to kick myself to get that high. Okay, anyway, so the writer strike was over. The SAG strike is over now. They got shit. You know, a lot of the actors that I know of, because no one ever wants to hang out with me, they, you know, they're not happy. They got a little bit of breadcrumbs in their contract trying to fight AI. You know what? I don't care if the writers or AI, you know what, they still come up with better scripts than the shit that real writers come out with now on crap flicks and all the other ones. I had like a free trial of Paramount Plus. It should have been called Paramount Sucks, because it sucked bad. There was like nothing good on it. All their originals sucked. So I didn't renew it. I hope they better not charge me for it. Well, anyway, you know, my account probably bounced anyway, so it doesn't matter. Okay. So, I won't get into the politics too much. I'm still trying to find a guest. Come on, someone out there listening. Don't you want to get your ass kicked by some demented clown who lives in a trash can in an alley in Kearney, New Jersey? So, anyway, oh, I don't know, what was I going to say about the news? Okay, well, who cares? But now I got to say, I'm sending prayer to all of the people that are hostages, and you know how I feel about, you know, Lion Biden, Pedo Joe, you know, Fallen Fammy. But anyway, so they're all trying to endorse the Palestinians, these Hamas or Hummus, whatever they're called. Just these terrorist assholes are using human shields. They're going in the hospitals. They're getting just like Obama, just like Biden in with that piece of shit basketball player woman. They're trading for terrorists to get the hostages back. And, you know, they're just going to go out and do more. Humanity doesn't learn shit. They repeat the same fucking things over and over again. I am so over it. And you know what? Look at all the things that are going on right here in the country. We are so infiltrated. I've said it a million times before. You know, sometimes I like to hear myself talk, so I'll repeat it. But other times it just like blows my brains because it's just so stupid how people are so stupid out there. Ugh. Okay, I could just grunt, wah, wah. Okay, that's my new penguin sound. Wah, wah. Yeah, I wish. Okay. Well, at least he has money, and he's got that suit that he wears. Hey, Peggy, call me. You know, maybe we could work together. Okay, so anyway, there's that. Then you got this DeSantos guy. What is he, like a friggin' can of tomato sauce? Ooh, by DeSantos in five different flavors. What a whack job, I've always said he was. And now he's getting expelled from Congress, I hope. And look at all the shit that is going on with that. Okay, and the Democrats, they're trying everything to destroy this country, and they are. So, fuck that. And you know, New York isn't any better, and it's coming back to haunt them. Oh, look, all the people we accepted now, they're making it hard on us. We can't afford to put them up on anywhere, so we're going to kick out all the middle class. And another last thing, I'm going to talk about this political shit, because as I said, we could go on and on about it. I have said all the people moving from, like, Crapifornia and New Pork and all the other places that are Democrat cities and states, they are moving to demographics and doing the districts that are going to transmogrify. Ooh, my audience may not even know what that means. It means they're going to fucking change the look of it. They're going to change everything to fit the shit that they came from so that they can vote in the same shit and make their place more shit. And the people that are Republicans, conservatives, they don't see it. They're so fucking naive. They just allow them to move in and allow them to take over and allow them to change everything. So, I'm just going to stay in my alley. It's safer. No one comes in there anyway. We don't even have drugs in our alley. That's how pathetic it is. Because no one has any money there. But whatever. I can get the scraps of pizza that's from around the corner. When the Italian restaurant guy, the pizza place by the alley, when he dumps his stuff out, I'll go eat there. Okay. Anyway. So, let's see. What else can I talk about? Well, I got my songs. Not like anybody's playing them. But, you know, if there's any movies or anything like out there, I mean, better than that piece of shit movie Slice that, you know, they used my songs in. But it's a credit. Ooh, good. But at least I'm on IMDb now, so you can look me up. Don't fuck me up. Just look me up. Okay? Ugh. Okay, how long have I been on this time? I'm not going to stay on too long. Because, as I said, I'm tired of all this shit. It's the same shit over and over. I am reaching out to a couple of people to maybe sponsor my TV talk show. That's what we need. So, I contacted, like, Doc Johnson. I didn't even know what the fuck Doc Johnson was. I thought it was, like, the guy from Miami Vice. Then somebody told me that was Don Johnson. I said, what's the fucking difference? Does he have a dick? Yeah. So, Doc Johnson, Don Johnson, same fucking thing. Haven't heard back shit from them. Okay, then I reach out to Adam and Eve. And, what the hell is Adam and Eve? I thought those were those two that, you know, got kicked out of the hotel because they were fucking too much and kind of screwing. But no, I found that they also make adult stuff. But, yeah, I'll find someone to sponsor me. Because, I guess you guys are tired of just hearing me the same blabble blabble. But hey, I like saying blabble blabble. Okay, oh, I gotta give a shout out and a prayer. Yes, Bitchy the Clown does pray to the best inspiration a clown could ever have, and that's Uncle Floyd. Uncle Floyd Vivino, who was on the air for like 150 years, Jersey Zone. Best thing to come out of Jersey since, what is it? I was, since Governor Fat Shit, I can't even remember the guy's name. Let me look him up. Christie, that's right. Since Governor Christie left New Jersey to go on vacation. It's the best thing to come out of New Jersey. But Floyd is going through some stuff right now. They said he's going to recover, but it's going to be a while. So I'm sending my prayers out to Uncle Floyd and everybody associated with him. All right. Okay, well, enough of that shit. Okay, let's see. I did try to order something on Amazon, but my card was rejected. I said, oh, you mean you don't take, like, a business card? They're going, only credit card. No, I'm not that stupid. Okay, that was a bad joke. Okay, moving on. Let me look, see what's happening on Crap Face. People doing stuff. Great. All right, well, anyway, as I said, I'm looking for sponsors. And who knows, if you're someone out there and you want to sponsor my TV show, it's not expensive. You know, we're going to do it from a, like, probably an empty hotel room or something in a hotel that's been abandoned. And there's still bed bugs in there. But you know what? That's my audience. Not people that like bed bugs, the actual bed bugs. I think they're going to be my audience. So I'm actually excited to hear that. Okay, anyway. Okay, well, that's it. This clown has had enough. So if I don't talk to you guys before New Year's, have a great holiday. Merry Christmas. Yes, I fucking say Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Remember, I'm a Jewish clown. So I celebrate everything except Kwanzaa. What the fuck is that? And then all those trans holidays, whatever they are. So I can sit here and make insults about everything. But you know what? I'll do that on my TV talk show. Or if I get a guest, maybe that'll inspire me to say more shit. But screw the holidays, like the fake ones. Like, you know, this LGBTQ month or this Black History Month or what's next? You know, Tranny Week. It's fucked up. Everything is so fucked up. So, all right. Well, with that, you guys have a wonderful Christmas and happy Hanukkah, Yom Kippur, and all the cool stuff. Pray for Israel and fuck Hollywood and all the liberals there, except for my conservative friends. And James Woods, you're awesome. You're a big inspiration to me. So keep up the rhetoric. Don't take shit from anybody. And you guys have a great night, great week. Go, and I mean this in a sincere way, go fuck yourself, because you can't find a girl. So That's the best thing you could do, especially for the holidays. Give yourself a hand present. Okay, with that, this has been Bitchy the Clown. And this has been Bitchin' with Bitchy. And you guys have a good one. I'm out.
Oh, Bitchy. Bitchy for you. The bitch is coming through. Bitchy in the daytime, bitchy every night. His bitch is back to tell you that he's needing to ride. Cause I'm bitchy. Bitchy the clown. I'm bitchy. Bitchy for you. The bitch is coming through. I'm bitchy. Bitchy. The bitch is coming through.